We are back on the show. John Murphy, Donald Jones, and joined in studio by our special guest for the next couple of minutes, Bills defensive end Ryan Davis joins us, who's become a contributor on the defensive line, especially with the injury to Shaq Lawson. Ryan, thanks very much for coming by. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
A lot of snaps for you. What did we say, 28 snaps? 40% of the snaps? You played more, though, you told me.
Yeah, that's about normal. That's about, you know, average snap count for me.
Is that what you anticipated coming in here when you signed with the Bills back in the spring?
When I talked with Coach Waffle, he told me the rotation is really going to be on us, you know, keeping guys fresh. So, you know, he said it'll be like that the whole season. He's not really trying to monitor anybody's counts. It's just, you know, whoever wants to get out the game, who's tired or whatever, you know, we'll just keep it rolling, keep guys fresh.
Is that a question you ask before you sign? Like, how much, you know, can I anticipate playing here?
Yeah, that is a question you ask. And for me, you know, that was real big because I felt like, I want to play more. You know, I love the game and I want to play. I want to contribute. And I feel like when I'm on the field, I do just that. So,
you know, how often will you be on the field or somebody else on the field? You know, they're getting a bunch of plays. They look tired. Someone starts to come in and they wave them off like, nah, I'm getting in the groove right now. Stay out.
That'll happen sometimes, especially, I seen Jerry do it, you know, this season, like when he's in the groove, but he looked tired, but, you know, he's working. So you got to let Jerry Hughes work, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at him, monitoring. If he don't want to get out, you know, I got eyes on him. If he don't want to get out, then, you know, I wait.
You know, there was so much talk about, you know, a long stretch where there weren't really any sacks or much pressure being put on the quarterbacks. And right now we're talking about rotation and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So for, you know, a pass rusher and, you know, defensive end or whatever it is that you're playing on that down, like, do you need to set up an offensive tackle or can you, you know, we always think, look, he's big, he's physical, he can just get to the quarterback every single time. But for me, obviously knowing playing the game, you got to set him up, you know, with different moves.
You got to set him up. And that's what we talk about all the time in the room. And it's a big part of what you just talked about, being in that groove and setting guys, you know, and setting guys up. So you got to, you know, playing the game, you know, you get a feel for the guy you're going against. And the more reps you get to go against him, you can set them up with speed all day. And once you hit him with that power rush, sack pressure or something like that could happen. So it's a big deal to, set guys up during the game. And then when you're not in there, you know, it could throw you off. But the key is to stay on top of it and really watch what the man in front of you is doing. So when you go out there, it's like you never left.
It must, and that's important to watch with the man in front of you because he's setting him up as well. Because it must be hard to, you know, you get in a series and you're setting them up, you speed, and then they punt. And you're off the field. And you're like, oh, man, I was setting them up for a play.
Yeah, right, don't put me out now.
Yeah, and it's been numerous times this year where, you know, we have clean rushes and we just didn't sack the quarterback or hit the quarterback. I can go on film and look up how many times. And then when you watch other teams do it, the quarterback wants to hold on to the ball a slight longer. I'm like, come on, man, what is that about?
So, you saw that last
but
night.
We know we're not getting caught up in the sack numbers, even though we still feel like we can hunt pretty good. And, so we're just going to do our part and just keep hunting.
We're live in studio with Bills defensive end Ryan Davis. You did keep hunting the other day, and you did get a sack the other day, right? Yeah. Tell me about that play, what you saw there, and how it worked out.
I figured it was going to do a little bit of play action. You know, it's bad conditions. We're not going to get off the ball. It was tight end on the ball. And I figured, you know, I got to secure that C-gap. You know, it was play action. And then once I seen the quarterback drop back, I just tried to get back outside the best I could in the slippery conditions and power the tight end back. Mm-hmm. And then once I saw Jacoby step up, you know, I wanted to go for the ball, but you could probably see me slipping.
Yeah.
So because he had the ball loose, I wanted to go for the ball, but, you know, I saw him running. I just, you know, as I was going down, kind of dove a little bit, got his leg.
No, I played in a game. I never played in a snow game, but I played in some horrible rain games. Right?
Yeah.
And I played in a game where it poured down like monsoon raining every time we were on the field on offense. And then when the defense came out, it stopped. And we were like, "What is this? Is crazy." So, did you get to a point in the game, even when you just walked out the tunnel the first time, like, "This is crazy, right?"
Yeah,
we're about to play in this.
Matter of fact, when I got, like, you know, we check in 2 hours before kickoff, 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know, it was green. I seen the field; it was green.
Yeah.
It was green. So when we come out there, an hour and 15 minutes later, it looked like a blizzard out there. So it was like, man, what is this? But at the same time, it was like, man, it's going to be fun. We was all hyped up, you know, like little kids. I think I went out there and did a snow angel.
Yeah.
Right before, you know, it got real bad. So, and then we came back for kickoff. It got worse.
Yeah.
So, and then it got to a point on Sunday where we weren't even standing on the field. We were standing on the snow.
Yeah.
And then, you like, you know, when you walk on the field, you're walking 3-4 inches up. And then you walk on the sideline and you're going back to the ground. So it was funny, but it was fun, though.
You know, you get your sack, and many guys, many players these days have a sack dance.
Yeah.
You somehow had like some, was it choreographed, a snowball fight with DeAndre Coleman and a couple of other guys after your sack?
Yeah. I said in the locker room, I said, any one of us get a sack or something like that. Let's have a snowball fight. I was like, oh, man, let's do it. All right, okay. And then DeAndre, I hit him with 2 snowballs before he realized what was going on. And I think, look. And it said, trying to give me 5. And it said, I threw one that said, and it said, threw one back. So I'm like, okay. Somebody was paying attention. So, but all in all, yeah, we were like little kids out there.
How does a kid grow up in Tampa and know anything about snowball wars?
I don't. My snowballs were horrible. They weren't even packed right. So I was like, man, I was just.
We were
little pressed for time, so I didn't want to make it too long and, you know, do all the, you know, you spur the moment.
Look, you guys had like a bunch of snowballs on the side. Right. Set up.
I should have had some set up right there after.
If you grew up here, you'd know that you don't even try to pack a snowball without gloves. I mean, you can't even do it. It hurts if you don't have gloves.
You know what? We had a Christmas party yesterday and we were leaving. Me, Preston, Jerry. And Cappy, and you know, I packed up a couple of snowballs with my bare hands, and it was a mistake.
And
I realized it was a mistake. I was trying to throw them at Jerry and Preston, but it was a mistake.
Just so you know, you gotta hit a joker in his face next time, man. That's how you get him good.
Preston was aiming for my face, so I kind of dodged him. Yeah,
he hit the ear too.
I think he hit me on my arm though. Yeah.
Man, you're cold. You hit him in the ear.
We used to have the best snowball fights back home.
You can do some damage if you hit somebody up here. Ryan Davis is in studio with us. We talked about your snap count, but your production was good. We talked about the sack, and your production got the notice of the defensive coordinator, Leslie Frazier. When Coach Leslie Frazier talked to the media yesterday, he was asked, Ryan, if that was the best game you played so far here in Buffalo. Here's what Leslie Frazier had to say.
The last couple of weeks, he has really stepped it up. And we had a conversation about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's really encouraging to see his performance pick up again. He was dealing with some things, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and his performance has picked up, and that's helped us on defense. He's a guy who he's shown that he's more than capable of getting it done for us. But that last week was really good, too. He did a good job last week as well. So he's come along. That's going to help us in the long run, especially, you know, losing Shaq.
It's pretty good praise from the defensive coordinator, huh?
Yeah, it is.
His version of the conversation you had, I mean, what's your recollection of that?
Oh, yeah, we had that talk right there, practice on the sideline, because I felt like, I was dealing with, like not a knee injury, but, just I had surgery back in January, and I've been rehabbing and working hard at it. And previous weeks it's been kind of bothering me.
Yeah.
And you could see my production dip from there. I wasn't running to the ball as hard as I was. Used to, and I wasn't, I really wasn't around the ball as much. So, me and Frazier had that talking, and I told him, what was going on with me. He understood that. And we also understood that, whatever I got to do, get it done so I can be ready to go on Sunday. So, and, from that talk, I've been working hard at, rehabbing and stuff like that every week. But I just needed that talk with him just to get some things out and, after we had that conversation, I feel like, I've been back to my, old self. Yeah.
You know, this coaching staff, all of them really seem like, but especially Coach Frazier, Coach McDermott, they seem like guys that will listen to what it is that you have to say. We can talk about it. Like, if you got an issue, come to me. We can talk about it like men, and, we'll figure something out. But at the end of the day, I need you to come to me and talk so that you can get your job done on the field. You can be successful. We can all be successful.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because other organizations, other coaches won't even have that talk with you. They'll just see, okay, his production's dipping. Well, we don't need him. and stuff like that. So, and I'm old enough to know that that's how this business works.
Yeah.
This game is fun. Being around the guys is fun. But at the same time, it's a business. And for me, I appreciate that side of it for him just coming to talk to me. Not saying that was going to be the issue or anything, but I just know how the business works. So I appreciate that, just coming and talk to me as a man and seeing what's going on. And I told him what was happening, and, you know, he worked with me and everything. So I feel like I'm in the best, you know, I feel like my knee is, you know, just fine now.
Hey, Ryan, you said you were at a Christmas party last night, but did you keep an eye on the Dolphins game last night? Did you see the Dolphins-Patriots last night?
Yeah. Yeah, I kept an eye on them, man.
What'd you think?
The Dolphins look good. I heard they didn't allow Tom Brady or that offense any third down conversion.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow.
That's amazing.
That's first time since, what, 91?
Yeah.
So I seen that game. They looked good, and, you know, I was texting my a good friend of mine who plays for the Dolphins, Andre Branch.
Uh-huh.
I said, man, they're coming to town this weekend. I said, I hope it's a blizzard when your guys come to town. Yes.
Send them a few
so
pictures.
I want you guys to come out in this blizzard so we can get it, you know, we can get it popping again.
I guess we knew the Dolphins had talent, but they've been so up and down. They had a 5-game losing streak just a couple of weeks ago. So you don't know quite what to expect this weekend.
Right. I mean, but you couldn't tell that last night, man. They look good. I mean, especially, you know, that cornerback, Xavier Howard,
yeah.
He did a great job. So, but we know what to expect. Just the last 3 games of the regular season, we're all in position to fight for a playoff spot. So, and they know that. They're not out to hunt, and we're not out to hunt. So it's going to be a good matchup. And, you know, and I just hope, you know, well, we're going to prepare our best for it.
I mean, were you actually sitting there scouting, or you just watching the game?
No.
Because you're having fun.
Right then and there,
I'm
watching it.
Just watching.
But at the same time, I do watch who I'm about to go against. Like, I know Sam Young over there I'm about to go against, and he's an old teammate of mine as well. So, you know, I'm kind of putting together stuff in my head, and as he probably, you know, probably is now, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you, when you watch games, you watch it, but at the same time, you're scouting.
Would you play with him in Jacksonville?
In Jacksonville,
He played here for a portion of a year, Sam Young did,
Yeah.
And never really cracked the starting lineup. But he's there. He's been a starter there for a couple of years now.
Mike. Yeah, he is. And he's a solid guy, man. Big dude, 6'8" guy. You know, I know him off the field, too, so he's pretty good dude.
You know, have you seen any or watched any of the Jaguars this year?
Yeah. I watched a lot of them. We watch a lot of their tapes in the D-line room because we like the way as a unit they just gel and just get after it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got two guys, Calais Campbell with 12.5, Yannick Ngakoue with 11 sacks. They got multiple guys that just know how to hunt. So we love watching that tape, and they're similar in kind of similar in scheme and what they do over there. So we watch a lot of the tape, man. They played against a lot of the guys we played against this year.
Yeah. Ryan, the final regular season home game coming up Sunday against the Dolphins. You guys are 5-2 at home, and I know Coach McDermott made a big push to defend our dirt or snow in this case.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys have embraced that maybe, and that's a good way to finish the regular season home schedule with the win and get to 6-2. Be pretty impressive.
Yeah, and have a great – yeah, I mean, that's to have a great home record is one step closer to our goal, which is getting to the playoffs. So – defending our dirt was huge. We've done a good job so far. We're just trying to go out on top and, you know, and put ourselves in the best position possible these last couple of weeks to get to the playoffs.
Yeah. Thanks very much for coming in here. Good luck to you. It's your day off. I don't know why you're here, but
You know,
you
getting a little rehab, lifting weights, you know. It's a day off, but it's not really
a day off. Everybody says it. Thanks, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Thank you.